Hi everyone, I'm Martin Lefebvre, Chief Investment Officer at National Bank. Welcome and thank you for tuning into this NBI podcast. Today we're going to talk about the growing interest of ESG and responsible investment, and more precisely the lack of standardization on the subject. There's a lot of talk about greenwashing, that is the risk that some issuers, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, mislead investors about ESG issues. In fact, statistics about 81% of advisors surveyed by the Social Investment Organization in 2021 expressed concern about greenwashing, and 74% expressed concern about the lack of standards. So to talk about all this, my guest today is none other than Marie Brault, Vice President Legal Services at NBI. Marie, hello, and thank you for being with us.
Pleasure to be here, Martin.
So Marie, my first question for you is, are regulators responding to the need for standardization around responsible investment?
Well, they sure are, Martin. First, let me just back up for a second and just remind everybody that it's far from the intent of most issuers to mislead investors, right? I think it's more a matter of misunderstanding because there's so much information out there and the array of approaches is so large that there's a big opportunity to sort of lose your way and not know exactly what's what. I think advisors play a very important role in this regard, and that's why, they deserve their pay. So to come back to the question you asked, regulators are definitely responding to the need for standardization. I'd say the seed was planted in 2015 at COP21 with the Paris Accord, where all the governments committed to doing something, to regulating. And the EU has led the charge on the issue. The European Commission's Sustainable Finance Disclosure Regulation, or SFDR as it's better known, is part of its broader action plan that has been really the gold standard on responsible investment. IOSCO, which brings together all securities regulators around the world, has worked on the topic and published various papers and stressed again in November 2021 the importance of mitigating greenwashing and doing what is necessary to create reliable information on sustainability and impacts for investors. That led various countries to publish, whether they be action plans, frameworks, or notices. And we, in last January, had our own notice published in Canada by the Canadian Securities Administrators on the topic. So yeah, they've definitely responded.
Okay, you just mentioned that Canada just published a notice, but we all know it's not a regulation per se. So perhaps you could tell us the difference, and more importantly, what does it mean for asset managers, investment advisors, and perhaps more importantly, investors?
Very good question, Martin. A notice is not the same thing as a regulation, and you're absolutely right. We are lucky in Canada. Our regulators have assessed the situation and concluded that we've got plenty of rules in terms of securities regulation. The approach that they've decided to take is to publish a notice which explains how they intend to apply the rules to responsible investments. So the existing regulatory framework that is basically do what you say and say what you do, that's the cornerstone of securities regulation in Canada. They have upped the ante by saying, here's how we're going to apply those rules in terms of responsible investment. I think what this will really mean for investors is that the authorities have greenwashing on their radar. It's front and center on their desks every day, and they are working hard to hold issuers accountable for what they say. We can recall when there was a little bit of a closet indexing wave in Canada. There were active investment strategies, which in practice were limited to passively replicating an index. Regulators published notices and weeded out those that were, closet indexers, and made sure to hold them accountable for the fees that investors were paying. So I think we can trust that they have greenwashing on their radars and will act in a similar way to weed out those who should not be calling themselves quote unquote green. We can expect in practice more detailed, more accurate information to inform investment decisions, not only in terms of what objectives are, but also what we've obtained as in terms of results in the face of those objectives, how the strategies are paying out, quantitative data, not just qualitative data. So all of that should be good to inform KYP to assist in suitability assessments, and what will be left for investment advisors to do is to make sure that they understand what their clients are really looking for in terms of responsible investment to be able to match to the investment solutions that we are seeing pop up left, right, and center these days.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is raising the question, how does one navigate all of these various approaches that are put forth by responsible investment funds? It seems that we already talked about ESG, we're talking about responsible investment funds. So really, it seems that there's many, many things to choose from.
You're absolutely right, Marte. And again, we go back to that's why advisors are paid the big bucks, because they really deserve the credit for sifting through some very, very complicated strategies and objectives that are put forth by some funds. Although there are some solutions that are clear and that are easy to understand, what we have come to realize is that so responsible investing is not binary. It's not yes, you are responsible investment or no, you're not. It's a broad spectrum. There are some that are absolutely all in and in responsible investing is all they do. Others, you know, they'll have a little bit here and there and they may be, you know, filtering or including some or excluding some securities based on their filters. That said, it's really a question of having access to the appropriate information to assess and to map the strategies to align with the investment objectives that an investor may have. We do know, however, that there are a lot of myths that continue to be rampant on responsible investing. For example, the RIA survey that you referenced in the intro mentioned in early 2021 that research shows that responsible investing generally works as well as, if not better than, traditional investing. Lots of advisors were unable to say if that's true or false. And honestly, I don't blame them, because for a long time, what we heard everywhere is that responsible investing came at a price, and that you'd sacrifice performance for you know, living your values. That said, it's not true. It is no longer said to be true. We have proof, and the data supports it, that we really can say that the two go hand in hand. The same way, there's a myth that remains that some responsible investment strategies cannot include fossil fuel companies, for example. Well, that's false. If a fossil fuel company would be termed as best in class because they are taking on climate change and doing what is necessary to, you know, adapt and become a more conscious issuer, then probably they have a place in some responsible investment portfolios. Not in every portfolio, but in some of them. So it's important to, you know, really get a handle on what it is that the solution puts forward and to see if that's aligned with what you're aiming to do.
Oh, I understand. And going back to what you said at the beginning with Europe being the leader in all of this, but UK and the US working on that, and recently Canada putting out a notice. But can we expect to eventually have a consensus on the standards, or even have some ESG investing language that we can all share in?
That's a million-dollar question, Martin. I wish I had a clear answer. What I can say is that there are trends that are emerging, definitely. We've seen regulatory authorities publish most elements that are centered around three types of funds. I'll call them three buckets for the purposes of our conversation. There are funds that have responsible investment objectives, so clearly they're all in. Others will promote responsible investment, whether through strategies or through other means. It may be that they are more angled towards governance or the S in ESG, the social or environmental strategies. And then there are those that I'll call the other. So those that may simply recognize climate change as a risk, or that may have some filters applied, but they're not their central strategies or clearly not the objectives. So we're seeing those three buckets appear in most publications that are of a regulatory nature, but we don't have a clear consensus yet as to how those are going to apply. Some of them are voluntary, some of them are for purposes of labeling only. It's not exactly clear yet where we're going to emerge. The CFA Institute did publish their global ESG disclosure standards for investment products. They're the first global voluntary standards for disclosing how an investment product considers ESG issues and its objectives and its investment strategy and stewardship activities. So that, I think, will have some impact, and we can hope that to help bring us towards a certain consensus on terminology. Closer to home, we also have the CIFSC, the Investment Fund Standards Committee, that proposed just last week a responsible investment fund identification framework. It's based on qualitative disclosure standards, so not quantitative, but based on what's out there in terms of disclosure that will help to sort of oppose a label of responsible investment to certain funds. So we're seeing the approaches come more and more. Still not a perfect standardization, but a little bit like quotation agencies, I think we're going to eventually come to a few leaders of the pack that will probably be the gold standards, but we certainly aren't quite there yet. But that's okay, because, you know, there's still room for lots of creativity, I think that's in the benefit of investors, that there be room for that beautiful creativity, especially when we know that responsible investing connects with the investors' true values. I think it's well worth having a little extra layer of regulation to comply with and to contend with, to get to know.
Well, Marie, that's all the time that we have today. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on the subject. And for everyone else listening, stay tuned for our next NBI podcast coming soon.